Hey guys, we're posting a bonus meditation in the feed this week because we're in the middle of a self-compassion series, and we wanted to post a meditation specifically targeted at self-compassion. So we got one from Sharon Salzberg, who's a meditation powerhouse and a guiding teacher on the 10% Happier app. This meditation that you're now getting here for free is also available on the app, and if you haven't tried the app, you can do so right now or anytime, and you'll get the first 7 days free. This is a great meditation. Sharon talks a lot about the disutility of beating yourself up. I hope you get a lot out of it, and I will see you on Wednesday with another episode in part two in the self-compassion series. Now over to Sharon.
Making mistakes is a natural part of life. Our happiness depends on our ability to cope with the obstacles that come our way and to bounce back, to learn from mistakes, to make amends when necessary, and most important of all, begin again without excess rumination or regret. Sometimes we find a repetitive, negative voice. It's like our inner critic come to life. We're not trying to destroy that voice, nor could we, but get some space from it, even have a sense of humor about it. Sometimes people will recognize that inner critic, give it a name, give it a wardrobe even, personify it in some way, greet it, and let it go. This is perhaps the greatest lesson of meditation and all mindfulness practice, that no matter what the circumstances, we are always able to begin again in a new moment. In this exercise, we'll pay particular attention to the moment when we realize we've been distracted or lost or have gone far away from the feeling of the breath. We say that the moment you realize you've been distracted is the magic moment because that's the moment we have the chance to be really different and not judge ourselves, not condemn ourselves, but simply let go and begin again. Let's begin the meditation. To start, you can sit comfortably. Feel your way into what seems like a balanced posture for you. You can close your eyes or not, however you feel most comfortable. Take a few deep breaths. Relax your body. And intentionally set aside what you were just doing and whatever might be coming ahead. Then allow the breath to become natural. See if you can notice where you feel the breath most predominantly. And when you find that place, bring your attention there and just rest. If you've fallen asleep, or something arises that's strong enough to take your attention away from the feeling of the breath, whether it's sensations or emotions, memories, fantasies, plans, whatever it might be, notice how you speak to yourself as you prepare to let go and begin again. If it's in a harsh, judgmental voice, see if you can soften it. It's actually with kindness toward ourselves, rather than condemning ourselves, that we make the most progress. It doesn't matter how many times your attention wanders or how long you may dwell in distraction. It also doesn't matter where your attention has wandered to. Our goal is to let go gently, with growing kindness toward ourselves, and to begin again. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes and reconnect with what's happening around you. Both in our meditation practice and in our lives, self-compassion is the secret ingredient that allows us to simply let go and begin again. The way I think about it these days is, I really think nothing in life is a straight shot. We're always needing to start over, begin again, adjust course. Maybe we fall down and we need to get up or have someone help us up and go forward again. We have a really big aspiration and we lose sight of it. We have to be reminded to start again. We make a mistake. Maybe we need to make amends or there are lessons learned. But that endless period of just being down on ourselves is not onward leading. That's not how we get something done. That's not how we have a state of accomplishment. We have to be able to let go and have some compassion for ourselves, then move on. That's really the essential ingredient to progress. This is perhaps the greatest lesson of meditation and concentration practice. We've come to the end of today's session, and we'll continue our practice tomorrow.